The Last Word on Sport.
With Energia. From local heroes to international legends, we're proud to support Irish rugby. Energia. Think of the possibilities.
Last word on Sport Time. Willow Callaghan from Off the Ball is with me in studio, but first let's go to Miguel Delaney, chief football writer of The Independent. Is Pep Guardiola cracking a little bit? You know, Liverpool fans having a bit of fun yesterday, singing at him that you're getting fired in the morning, and him going back, making the sign of six to show the Premier League titles he's won. He ain't adding to that this season, though, is he?
No, I mean, I suppose Guardiola, he's not a humourless man, but he's probably never had, say, Mourinho's sense of mischief or playfulness. And there was, I mean, the first time he did the six, I think you say, fair enough, that's okay, that's a good response. He's probably still taking it a little bit seriously. But then to do it again in the way he did it, it suggests kind of he didn't really know how to respond to the situation. In the same way, I suppose, he doesn't really know how to respond to any of this, really, because it's completely new for him. And again, it's, as I said before, it's like Mourinho's 2015-16 season, that we've got this manager who, for his entire career so far, has really only encountered it, like any difficulties have been only really not winning a trophy. There have been runs like this, and for the first time he's encountering like a proper crisis, and it doesn't really know how to react to it.
So what is it now? Six defeats and seven, is it? And the three all draw with Fernoid when they gave up the three goals in the last 15 minutes. But the performance yesterday, I mean, okay, credit to Liverpool, they blitzed them. I mean, the first 12 minutes or so was as one-sided blitzing that you would ever see. But no matter how good Liverpool were, you would not expect Manchester City to be unable to stand up to that.
No, that's exactly it. And then really, it could have been 4-5-0 after about 25 minutes. That's not an exaggeration. Van Dijk could have had a header, fair enough, one of those was in the second half. Sorry, Van Dijk could have had a hat-trick, fair enough, one of those was in the second half. But Gakpo could have had two. Salah was true as well. They were opening them up so, and Szoboszlai had another chance. And I mean, it was just the only way to really describe it, actually. It reminded me of what Guardiola's own Barcelona 08-09 team used to do to the opposition. That's how totally in control Liverpool were. And obviously, I mean, as you said, part of that was how bad City were. But it's for a Guardiola team to allow someone to do that to them was what was remarkable. And like the sense that they got away with it with 2-0 is amazing in itself.
So should we really be talking about the brilliance of the Liverpool performance?
I think it's understandable you dwell on City given the way things have collapsed. There's no way 6 or 7 weeks ago we would have thought that Man City on the first weekend of December would be 11 points behind Liverpool as leaders in this league. I think you have to praise the way that Liverpool controlled the game on both sides. As Miguel has said, a blitzkrieg really in the first 20 minutes where they had 10 shots to City's one during that period, hit the post twice. Wonderful craft from both Trent Alexander-Arnold and Mo Salah to set up the first goal for Cody Gakpo. Probably should have added to that. Felt like they'd left City hanging in the game a little bit. City then had a decent spell of possession, I thought, early in the second half. And you're kind of wondering, will Liverpool regret not taking some of those chances and maybe City will get back to 1-0?
That's what I was worried about, because that happened with a couple of Liverpool performances last year, didn't it?
Yeah, but it just felt like they were actually happy enough to control the game out of possession. A bit like they were during Real Madrid. This feels like a very important week for Arne Slot as Liverpool manager and Liverpool's chances of winning both of those major trophies for this season. They've come through the test. We can argue that in the first 9 or 10 games, that maybe they were playing against teams where they were expected to win. But now we've got 19-20 games of evidence under Slot, and all the evidence is that Liverpool have actually carried on tremendously well. And actually, in a way, they might be better at controlling games than they were under Jurgen Klopp in his last season as well. They look almost refreshed. That has to be a compliment to the players as much as the new management coming in. But it's very rare that we've seen continuity like this when somebody leaves after 9 years of huge success like Jurgen Klopp had, and they just hit the ground running this season.
And in a strange way now as well, Miguel, could it be that Liverpool are in a stronger bargaining position with Virgil van Dijk and Mo Salah in particular, if not necessarily Trent Alexander-Arnold, in that they might actually now be the ones who are, they want to stay more, and that might actually mean that Liverpool get them on better terms.
Well, there was a sense maybe that van Dijk, I mean, I think he pretty much openly said this, or he's very much hinted at it in his own on-the-record statements, that like they wanted to see what happened next. Well, he's got his answer already, given the start like this. Salah, I think, I mean, actually, the one thing you can read into from all his comments is he's obviously desperate to stay. And it was noticeable, actually, I mean, the very fact that he followed up last week's comments with those immediately after the game today, where, you know, this will be my last game against City, forgetting there's a return match this season. But also that just didn't cause the same panic around Liverpool, because now all of his comments are being interpreted as him trying to force the club's hand publicly. Because again, yeah, he wants to stay. And if I was, I suppose, if you know, forced to kind of give some sort of prediction on this, I would say it's actually, it would be Van Dijk and Salah that end up staying, and Alexander-Arnold who probably goes. Certainly there's a momentum around again.
Listener here says, this is an interesting one, Manchester City have been, although effective up until this poor run, boring to watch. Pep has finally tinkered too much, and Bernardo Silva is a bit of a thug now that things aren't going his own way. But actually, back to that point, that apart from Haaland's goals, and of course occasionally brilliant goals, a lot of the time they were boring to watch.
Man City have scored as many goals this season as Wolves, and almost all those goals have been scored by Erling Haaland. And once again, Haaland in a big game was cold and isolated because Man City didn't have the creative force behind them. Like Pep's Barcelona, who definitely towards the later end were very much concentrated on keeping the ball for sustained periods, as opposed to maybe the early stages of 08, 09, where they would hit you with the three up front. Now, with Phil Foden out of form, with Kevin De Bruyne seemingly not able to get back to max sharpness again, those little X factors that made City interesting to watch when they were at their very best are not there. And when they had possession, it felt yesterday like Liverpool were more than comfortable to just sit back, Matt, and absorb it, and then go and take them on the break the far end. Like, City have become ineffective over the last 2 months, I would say.
But it's not over yet, the Premier League, is it, Miguel? Because there's still Arsenal.
Well, suddenly, I mean, a few weeks ago we were talking about Arsenal going through all these sort of problems, if not quite to City's depth. I think there was always that sense they were just struggling with a few injuries. Obviously, Odegaard was so crucial to the way they play, as we can is made very clear now. But now they've got everyone back, there's just that release about them again, and that confidence. And they are capable of going on a very long run, which is exactly what they did last season. And I suppose that's maybe the one remaining question for Liverpool now. You know, as Will said, I mean, you can't exactly say they haven't beaten anyone good yet. They've come through every test in two cases really convincingly. But if there is any kind of wobble, it does feel like Arsenal now are primed to maybe push them. I think it's actually why this week is so interesting, because Liverpool have two awkward fixtures, away to Newcastle and away to Everton. And I think, you know, a standalone game, you think Liverpool should win them. I think coming both together in games like this, it's a mini test. But on the other side, Arsenal obviously have Manchester United on Wednesday, which is difficult in itself because they don't actually, it's one that's very difficult for Arteta to prepare for, because he doesn't know what Amorim's going to do since he's just in the job. But it looks like with Arsenal now, we know exactly what they're going to do, and suddenly they're attacking you from all over again. I mean, the 4-0 spell at West Ham on Saturday was really, really impressive. I think that's the best football that's been seen this season.
Well, indeed. Everything all right in the Manchester United world again, Will? Or should we take it that 4-0 against Everton, given that Everton are in deep trouble, you could be reading a little bit too much into that?
Possibly. I think some things have obviously clicked. There's been a different centre-forward deployed by Amorim in every game so far. So Marcus Rashford played very much as the central striker against Ipswich. Then during the week, it was Rasmus Højlund who came in the win against Bodo Glimt. And it was Xerxes who led the line for the best part, with a bit of movement around the forward line, but it seems that Rashford has enjoyed playing a little bit more centrally. It was like they had two tens with Bruno in there as well. Amad Diallo has been the player who has definitely benefited the most from the change in system that they've had so far. So Mazraoui is kind of standing in effectively as a right centre back, which is giving Diallo the chance to just run and use his pace down the right hand side, because Mazraoui will cover in behind him. And there's kind of encouraging signs. Obviously, you're very wary of making big predictions about change after a week off the back of an international break. But you would think that Manchester United look like they've got a better structure. Erik ten Hag didn't win any game by four goals, Matt, during his entire tenure. You have to go back to Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. The game before Cristiano Ronaldo arrived was the last time United won a game by four goals.
Yeah, so it means it's going to be really interesting Wednesday night, isn't it? Arsenal at home to Manchester United, Miguel. That will tell us a lot about how quickly United are settling.
Yeah, and also, I suppose, how much Arsenal can go for it again. How I suppose fixed they are after their own issues, because United, there is still quality there, which is one of the issues. It's just not necessarily been used well. It's also imbalanced, and this is one of the challenges for Amorim as he tries to figure out what he's doing with this team. It's probably maybe just you'd think it's one of these games a bit too early for Amorim, especially after kind of the way they potentially got the emotional momentum or the confidence from beating Everton 4-0 on Sunday. Now, actually, to be fair, I've only seen the highlights because I was on the way to Anfield for when that game was on. It didn't feel like that United were actually brilliant until the goals went in. Everton gave them problems, but that's not necessarily an issue this early because the team are obviously still finding their approach under Amorim. And also, it is about kind of confidence again and building a winning run again.
We leave it there. Miguel Delaney, chief football writer with The Independent. Thank you. Will O'Callaghan is staying with me.
The last word on sport.
With Energia, supporting Irish rugby at every level. Energia. Think of the possibilities.